Dat sang mala ning ning kung dele so mawe. Good afternoon.
So, I guess to everyone, presumably, it's good afternoon.
Dat dagpo chi si nang ne tring haru chalan tse tila shenpa pangores. Nang tse shima lami ki koban la shenpa pangores. Tini shenpa nyikar pangores. Den lami ki koban la yang tunghal je rangshin re, tunghal le thar kogores.
So in the four dharmas of Gampopa, isn't that, you know, it's said that we shouldn't have attachment to this life and no attachment to the happiness of humans and devas in the next life. To see that everything is the nature of suffering, even when a child is within the mother's womb, it is the nature of suffering, and so one has to turn one's mind away from samsara.
Da tungal je rangshin an tungal le thar gobo de gandhres na rang tungal le thar tu je lo yo re ngaran changma da nipo de ani shen tungal le dal go do samne ning je je go re sende gi shu bar re da de ning je je go re
so I know so we need to be liberated from suffering so naturally everyone has that wish that they themselves be free from suffering. But secondly, we need to also develop that wish that other beings be free from suffering. So this means, you know, we need to develop compassion.
So we
have to think about both oneself and others.
Dan din de ne chang de wa tup de ji dun du la chue nyam su len na ne lam de chulba cha de yore.
So if one practices the Dharma in order to attain happiness for oneself, then the path one is following becomes a path of delusion.
Dan din de rang de wa tup de ji dun du ne chue nyam su len na de ne rang dun ma na ji ki ta shin dun cha du gu yo ma re de ne lambda ta te shiwa chochi bala no drugyo re tarba tamje chembe sanje ji go wanda top dog mare.
So if one is practicing dharma for one's own benefit, then we won't be able to accomplish the benefit of others. So we will be able to attain that state of peace for oneself, but when we are not going to be able to attain
the state of liberation of Buddhahood.
So the second of the dharmas of Gampopa, that's to do with the Shravaka, the lesser of the lower yana of the Shravakas.
Dan din de ane lam chulpa de gandhis sil go re na ne chanju je sem je go re kunzo chanju je sem dang an dun dam chanju je sem rin bo je namba ni ju la je go re shi go re.
So how does one dispel delusion from the path? So one has to develop the bodhicitta. And so there's the relative bodhicitta and the ultimate bodhicitta. So through developing the relative and ultimate bodhicitta, one will eliminate delusion from the path.
So
one has to recognize that oneself and all other beings that have their experience the nature of suffering.
Ta tungal pangko bala tungal kyutila ngoy chinchul mindawa mangbu yu.
And so when it's to identify the cause of suffering, and so there are many different ways of identifying the cause of suffering.
Tan de yin du ne tsawa tungal ki kyuti kala tenne yungo san tsawa nyomongba ta le dang nyomongba la tenne yungo yore.
So the root or the source of suffering is the afflictions or the kleshas, and karma, bad karma, they are the source of suffering.
And so
suffering comes from thinking of oneself, thinking I need to be happy, I need to be well, I need things to be good for me, I need to be better than others, need to be higher than others, need to be more famous than others. So it's cherishing oneself, and so if one cherishes oneself, then one will cause harm to others. One will not see others as important. So one needs to transform one's mind, transform that attitude, so that one thinks of others, thinking of that, I want others to be happy, I want others, things to be good for others, and thinking, how can I do that? How can I bring happiness to others? So one needs to make that kind of change of attitude.
And so
one needs to see others as important, wish to benefit others, bring them happiness, things to be good for them, so that one reduces the, the seeing oneself as important. One sees oneself as not important, that it doesn't matter what happens to oneself, how bad things are for oneself, as long as they are good for others. So but actually when one ceases to see oneself as important, then that creates actually more happiness. One has more of a nature of happiness, and less difficulties and suffering, because the source of one's difficulties and problems and suffering is thinking of oneself and thinking I need this and I need that and I've got to have that and so on. So how was we reduce our problems? So we'll give an example for that. So, Rongla, Yuna. So, like, say, we have a very nice face, very pretty face, or handsome face, depending. So, if you get if there's a mark on your face and you have a nice face, then you immediately think, oh, I've got to wash that off straight away. So it's very worrying that one's got a mark on the face. So if one's one's putting on lipstick and putting on like the eyeshadow and the mascara, the black on the eyes, then it's a problem if you get a mark on the face. If you don't bother even wearing any makeup, then there's no problem, because you're putting on the makeup because you want to look as nice and as pretty as possible for others. So if you don't, and you don't worry about it, then you don't have a problem.
당아 제보 거지도 신제밍라 닝 제보 통고 거도 선에 다 되든다라 되네 메갑 제도 뒤서 돌아 당고 거래 디 메갑 제게 절아링 만다면다 녀고 거래 되네 녀도 망보지 거래 당아 체버 민도 선나 녀도 되어 말해
So if one's thinking I've got to look good, I've got to look nice to others, and then you have to put makeup on, and that means you know you use up a lot of time putting makeup on, and it's also expensive. You have to spend a lot of money to put makeup on, so it creates all sorts of problems. So, and so if you don't use it, then you're problem free. Oh yeah, I don't have that problem. I don't.
That's simple. Let you just put on a ring a day, right? Brow tie,
right?
That then that thing. That simple. You just put on a ring something. That then that thing to show the job. That simple. Remember, simple. Then you put on a day. Just na jamba com, ninja com, simple. Do na then the garan did there. Inje
put so
good window.
So if one is doing that, try and make oneself look as good as you know as possible. Oh yeah, I have that problem. Maybe I should try makeup. Anyway, but so if you're doing that, that's because of like pride. You know, it increases your pride as you think, oh, I'm looking good. And but actually, what one needs to do really is to develop love and compassion, wishing to benefit others. If you want to seem good to others, and if you do that, then everything will be fine.
Then do that. Change your some day, same day. And the wrong matches. Shen chapter. The kind of thing is that the wrongy. Ngangat is the chunro tane. Shen la. Deji kind of stone. Shen la pemba kind of chow. That the le chow chow kuku re.
And so instead of seeing oneself as important, then so when one changes it to seeing others as being important, instead of wondering how to benefit oneself, one is thinking, how can I benefit these other people? How can I bring benefit to them and happiness to them? So it's developing motivation. And then that is what kind of diminishes the problems for oneself.
Sangye chumden de sende nanga mone sangye anzu sangye matobade garjin la re sna de chonchu dna la jeba rangi den chene ani la song re skro wala tuba shenge den chene ani sangye son jeba da ani tuba ni kebar de yores
So you know the Buddha has attained Buddhahood the Buddha attained Buddhahood but we haven't so why is that and it said in the you know, entering the way of the Bodhisattva, Bodhicharyavatara, it says that it's the cherishing oneself, seeing oneself as important. You know, that is like the demon that afflicts us, and that is why we are left behind in samsara, whereas the Buddha is concerned with the benefit of others, and that's what they have attained to Buddhahood. So we want, we hope to attain Buddhahood. That's our aspiration. But then we have to recognize what is the cause for attaining Buddhahood. You know, people may want Buddhahood but not realize what the cause is. And the cause of Buddhahood is bodhicitta. And what is meant by bodhicitta is when one has bodhicitta, one sees, views all beings throughout all space equally. And so, you know, sometimes that one, you know, has this wish for, you know, within society for people to benefit people, but it's not like benefiting everyone throughout space. It's limited. It's kind of like partial or biased wish to benefit. And so with this bodhicitta, with the wish to benefit others, you know, and having, there's the compassion, a compassion that wishes for beings to become free from suffering, thinking of the benefit of others, but also certainly one also needs the wisdom that you know, knows how where that benefit comes from, how to benefit beings, and it's the wisdom of Buddhahood, the wisdom of selflessness, because everyone has compassion, but one so one needs also to have the wisdom.
Ani rang shiwe tonya la ani sharap chang kunzula shitap dan sharap nyan sharap chang bolo kumgyo re.
And those who meditate on wisdom alone, then they cannot attain Buddhahood. It's like the Shravakas and the Pratyeka Buddhas, and so they meditate for their own attainment of peace, and so therefore they are not able to attain Buddhahood.
That then do energy and injection don't let me badan, shut up, so on let me when you do some to chugu.
So one needs to have an union of that compassion, wishing to benefit others and to have the wisdom.
That you can do some yabuke, ne, then on me, that's what it.
So one needs to develop wisdom, one needs to develop compassion, and through developing that, that will and purify one's bad karma and obscurations, like a sangha who purified his obscurations through the development of compassion. And the benefits of developing compassion, the developments of developing bodhicitta, the result of developing bodhicitta, so that's explained in the Ornament of Liberation, and also in entering the conduct of the bodhisattva, so bodhicitta is explained and taught in terms of, you know, what the words, what the word means, and taught in terms of the benefits that come from it, and so on. So that is taught in detail, especially in how that bodhicitta purifies the one's karma and obscurations. That is in particular taught in the entering the way of the bodhisattva.
Oh, excuse me. Chanju sim de do de number ni su she bar chanju men bi sim nan chanju ju bo ni no sin da men ba sim ji de ne ju bo sim ji de ne de de ji de ka su la de ne pe yen de su la de ne chanju sim yang da ji ju le ji na ne ji ran ni lo na ya re ka la sa na ya re chanju sim gong bel de zhu da de zo ge le mang bu song yu re de zu qin xia bi de na a chanju na sing na ya bu re song ge du.
So in the bodhisattva charavatara, in entering the conduct of the bodhisattva, it says that you know, that if one one needs to, in order to attain enlightenment, one needs to develop the bodhicitta, and there's the two kinds of bodhicittas. There's the bodhicitta of aspiration and the bodhicitta of engagement, and if one has developed those, then continuously whatever one is doing, whether one is sleeping or eating, that one is progressing towards enlightenment, one's bodhicitta will continue growing. So through the bodhicitta of engagement that there is the progress and the development. So you have the bodhicitta of aspiration, but it's this bodhicitta of engagement that causes the development.
Rangi tuen la samlo shira, madamba jene, shenji tuen la samlo tang, ene shen samjen tamje, ene zobe sanje gobang, taduk, ki dewa la, gyugin samlo tang go gyore.
So in brief, one doesn't think of, you know, how to benefit oneself, one thinks of benefiting others, and one thinks of, you know, how to, one thinks, I'm going to bring all beings to that ultimate state of Buddhahood, the bliss of Buddhahood.
That day and day, some lang and so that the shubre, Ningjes and Amindu, Lassam, that Michik, Yamana Moshe Bajik, Be Nade, that drinkers and Charanzo Yankashi, Pamakin goes to Be Nade Dugala, and Jiminji, Mengana, Yego Gudu, Nedile, Drago Gudu, somebody, then they give Pensem Dilla, Flaxam Segre.
And so there's this motivation to benefit others. So it's called literally like this superior motivation, you know, this altruistic motivation. And like an example of that is if someone is ill, we know someone is ill, like for us that we know, maybe we have old parents and they become sick. So when they become ill, then we immediately think, well, you know, we've got to take them to the hospital, we've got to cure them, got to get them out of that illness. And so that is that motivation, this wish to benefit, this superior motivation.
Ta din du che ka so re de chang sam chang ju sam re bes na chang ju sam ma re chang ju sam yin na yun den ni dang den ba ta da na ka so yun den chik cham ma na ne ni yo ma re sam sang je go bang la to bu sang je go bang la gu gin sam lo de yo ma re ne ka pen ba sam je de na di ane fensem to lasam dabo jere an janju sem sen de kesa mi yu di ane namge thadang nyam be sem jam je kro to ngal ji ta so le dal go gu du sam ne da an chap cham bo chu go yore.
So but is that motivation, is that the bodhicitta? No, because it only has the one quality, it needs to have two qualities, because what is missing is that wish, you know, I'm going to bring them to the state of Buddhahood. So it's only wishing to bring a temporary benefit, so as well as this wish to the superior motivation of wishing to benefit others, then also one needs to, for the bodhicitta, for it to be the bodhicitta, one needs to think, I'm going to bring, you know, all beings throughout space. I'm going to bring them out from the ocean of suffering of samsara, bring them to the state of liberation.
That dilla chunjuk de nang la da me yul de kan sa sa na ane je changjuk dang samjen yigal dang la me go res debu changjuk dang kyu sna me do ta che debu ta be gi kyu samjen yigal me go res
samjen
a samjen tamje la me ne da tamje tarba tamje chembe go bang la thog go do sam ne ta de.
And so it's explained also in this entering the way of the way or conduct of the bodhisattva, that there should be, you know, one should have two, like foci for the mind, should be focused on two things. And so one is Buddhahood, enlightenment, the state of enlightenment, and also one should be focused upon beings. Because you know that one wishes to bring beings to that state of enlightenment, so the mind should be focused on two things: on enlightenment and on beings, for there to be the bodhicitta.
That did not only Sanju Molam Nala Molam Jadu Namki Tato Kurva Chizamba Simje Malutayan Deshin Dus Deshin De Chizam Ledan Yomon Tajurva Dagi Molam Tayan Dezamos.
남기 탑뚝 주버스 남가 가솔로 잡대버들라 심전 잡대어스 근데 심전 잡대버 레다 뇽모 잡대어스 레다 뇽모 탐제다 아 살버 나 레뇽 뇽모 탐제라 졸베체들라 엠볼람 탑기스
And then there's a verse in, you know, it's called the prayer of Samantabhadra's activity, and in that it says that there's the extent of space, and wherever there's space, there are beings, and wherever there are beings, there's this, you know, the bad karma and the afflictions of the mind, and so one prays to free all those beings from their bad karma and afflictions and suffering.
Dinashing Dada Capsula, Lamtruba Setila, Ani Tarking in Nala, Dag Garrison Yore Sena, Dadla Song. Does she with the Walla Chap in Yambotella, Jambot and Inje Congores, Janju Jessem Congores, and then Kibu Chetin Chunsum Nane, Kibu Chambo.
So, and then it says in the ornament of liberation, it says that let the remedy for that personal, wishing to attain personal peace and happiness, is this compassion and the development of the bodhicitta. And this is in terms of this third dharma of, you know, eliminating the delusion from the path. So, and that way, that is the way of the, we call the higher being. So whether one is following the Mahayana or not depends on whether one is developing the bodhicitta or not.
Manam to the round the chish just the jatayas and jantajachir, Janjus and get as a lalains.
Oh, it's made print nice and big for me. Oh, good thing. So, and it says in the 37 practices of the Bodhisattva that throughout beginningless time, let's see. And so it says, so all those who, you know, throughout beginningless time have been my mother's, oh gosh, I've lost the page, and who have been kind and loving to me, so if they are suffering in a bad way, then what point is there for me to be happy? That's the first two lines, and then I eliminated the
page.
What
did you do?
I don't know.
Ngara la tsewa chenge amma dezo dungagi nar degi yores manam tuna tena rangi kibu tang tena jengi mares la degi yora.
Yeah, so it's saying, you know, if all those beings who have been, you know, my mother and caring for me and kind and loving to me as a child, if they're in suffering, what point what is there in just me being happy? So it says, so therefore, in order to liberate all the infinite beings, develop the bodhicitta. That is the practice of the, you know, bodhisattva. Bodhisattvas. So you probably know this text anyway. There's no need to teach this 37 practices of the Bodhisattva.
The lam trubasena and the kibuchimbo lambres, that kibuchimbo tebuchimbo lam.
So eliminating delusion on the path, that is the way, the path of the higher beings. That is the. That's the third one, the third of when it says, "Give the blessing that I may dispel delusion on the path." So that one has the correct path, the a path that is without error, without mistake. So wherever one is going, one follows the correct path, the right path, to get exactly to where you want to go.
Sometimes never get okay, go hard thing.
Never
get okay.
Nepa.
Never get okay. GPS.
Oh, Nepa Gedro. Oh, you said the Tibetan for GPS. That's great. And so sometimes GPS Mina.
GPS ke sometimes anjula yang jasa na kora mambo jabju ko do.
GPS no
good. Yeah, go hard thing.
So sometimes the GPS is wrong, apparently, and it'll take you round and round the town.
Long distance. Sometimes,
takes you
not
the long
always.
Way around.
Tan turba yeshes charbit tapse ta karjorsanda tö sam dene chego gore tangboda chungdo deso khala töbaje töbe dende da ani samlo tane sambaje.
And then there is delusion becoming wisdom, and so for that first one needs to listen and contemplate. So one listens to the teachings, and then one contemplates what we have heard. So one receives, basically one receives instructions from one's teacher, one's guide, and then one puts that into practice, one practices those instructions.
Maranzu, then com jabdu kavla, then shine comye, then latong comye, latong latene, that's also the turba de seco gore, then check sanga jacobsulena, then tap kebir in badang, and the sherab sober in badazokamu gore.
And so then when in practicing these instructions, one practices shamatha meditation and then vipassana insight meditation, and in that way, you know, that eliminates delusion. And then in the following the path of the Vajrayana, then there's through that way there's the application of methods, and there's the practices of wisdom that accomplish that. So first there's the practice of shamatha. So as described the other day, that in shamatha the mind is to rest one pointedly, and so that it becomes stable. And if one doesn't do that, then the mind will fall under the power of the afflictions, of these negative qualities of the mind, and where the mind will be disturbed by them. So if one doesn't have this stability and peace of the mind, so therefore one needs to accomplish this practice of shamatha to gain that peace and stability. So in the text it says, you know, give your blessing that the delusion be eliminated on the path, and give your blessing that delusion arise as wisdom. So in that way, that, you know, Gampopa is doing this prayer and asking for the blessing, so that in order to accomplish these. So then there's the shamatha meditation in which their thoughts diminish, you know, like thoughts cease, and so it's like one can reach a state where there are no thoughts arising.
Nedi, deso semne menedi sozogi gomgore, sozogi samlotangore mana, dene chiki lab, dene tende tende insare, samne, dene chang magumna, and dene namdo, kandishigiyaba hagumare, dene chang sem kandit negiyaba de hagumare.
And so what one receives these instructions, though, like for shamatha, then they have to be practiced. It's not that one just hears the teaching and then one thinks, oh, so that's what shamatha is like, but then if one doesn't practice it, one will not recognize that, you know, that thoughts are arising, and one will not be able to bring stability to the mind. The mind will not be able to come to rest. And so if one is able to do shamatha practice, then one will develop that state. Anyone can develop that state if they do the practice. You know, there isn't someone who, like, will, for whom it will not develop.
Da, tenba matup jibar dola, injing minje dach, thapchi ki tendo komna, teni yaboyore shine de.
So until one is able to have that stability of shamatha, then one continue using, you know, some methods until that state is attained.
Takazen shuzare shine kumgala namdo kandashke sonaya namdo namdogi jesu marangba jene namdo de ngoy jinjam jene dega rangla dene lene.
So I said the other day that whatever thought arises in the mind, that one recognizes that that thought is arising and just recognizes it without becoming involved or engaged with that thought, so that then one, the mind is able to rest in stability.
Then
once one has attained that state of stability of shamatha, then one looks at the mind, you know, and examines the mind and the arising and ceasing of thoughts. And then if one does that, then one can attain vipassana, the insight meditation. And so then that is when then delusion arises as wisdom. So then one sees that the thoughts, you know, like arise as wisdom. One sees that the very nature of thoughts themselves is the true nature.
Namdo samje churu yimba, namdo samje rangzali yimba, samle shimbe namdo meba, namdo dan samni dene kaga meba deso ngoshe yongure magumna ngoshe gimare.
Then, so this is something that we have to do ourselves. Each one has to do one's own individual meditation. And if we do that, then we will recognize that, you know, thoughts are the like manifestation of the mind, that the like natural power of the mind, and otherwise, and that they are not separate from the mind, and but if we don't meditate, we will not have that recognition.
And so
that's all that he has to say for now, but you're all, you know, practitioners of Mahamudra. You've all been practicing it, and he hopes, you know, that you will have the experience of Mahamudra.
la dagbo chusi gi ndine dende jula chung to be molam jabgi dangbo chalan zama lo chusu to re chinje lobs lo don namba shina ne dangbo ni yabo ji ngi si jula ji ndine chulam to re chinje lobs de ndine leje dang kuru ni mi de zoyang chisim ba ne ndine ne zo de zo yabo chenba ji ndine ji to be molam jabgi
and so that he's going to do a prayer that we will be able to develop these four dhammas of Gampopa, you know, within ourselves. He'll pray that, you know, our minds will turn to the dhamma that will recognize like impermanence and have the certainty of it, and pray that the dhamma will go along the path that we will have that understanding of the defects of samsara and understand karma.
Then Lam Trubo Sever Changel Love, Sedukam La, Tenin, Tapo Member, Yanangi Lamla, Manorwa, Matruwa, Tenis, Rangangi, Sam Jula, and then Janjuji, Sam Jula Tune, and then Tapo Chimbuji Lamla, Tene, Chuktobas Namindu, Tapo Chimbuji Lamla, Manorwa, Chuktobata, Lam, and Norwat and Truba Mebekone, Chuktobe, and the Monam Jagging.
Then I'll pray that the third. The delusion on the path will be dispelled, meaning that we will not follow a mistaken path like the lower path of the like Shravakas and Pratyeka Buddhas, but that we will develop the bodhicitta within ourselves so that we follow the Mahayana, the greater way, the supreme way, which is unmistaken and free of error.
Yana? Tene lam chulba sreela tene shine zo che dedan chelbe ane lai kirim dezo yabu salta ta dana jene se komna ya re mela komna ya re tene ana jin jiran so kandan kangla tene changba yena ya dezo kirim dezo yabu saldep jene tene lam ma chulba lam kirim salwa kirim ki tene che komna ya namba salwa ngajer temba takbo temba asne Singi chizam temba dedang timba yabo komto bajedang dene shine komna yang dene che tebo garzore tumungi shine memba dene che kadan shuma na jengi ne chage chembo shine yang da bajo komto bajo na yabo yore
and so that in following unmistaken path that we are practice shamatha or practice the development stage, practice the visualization of the deities, whatever one we are doing, whether we're meditating on Medicine Buddha or on Chenrezi or whatever, you know, visualization, whatever development stage practice we do, that will be have all of the qualities of a correct practice, that will have like this clear appearance and a stable pride of the deity and and the awareness of the mindfulness of the meaning of the visualization and so that we'll have this good development stage practice and also that in terms of shamatha that we're able to develop not just the general shamatha but as described before that we'll be able to develop the Mahamudra Shamatha.
Then Din Chela, then Turba Yeshizu Chalwatela, then Latum Kumjutang, then it's Orim Kumju. Tachidangi, take watching book of Zula, Toyta to Jena, then Lam Turba Sevatela, Parchin Tangbonga Kumju. Then Turba Yeshizu Chalwatela, then Turba Sherbji for the Chimba Kumne, then Tangmen Eluto Yuta, then this go over.
And then after that, there's the blessing for delusion to become wisdom. And so that is in terms of like, practicing the like, Vipassana meditation, insight meditation, and practicing the Dzogrim or completion stage practices. Or, in terms of the general Mahayana, that... dispelling delusion on the path would be the practice of the first five of the six perfections, and then the delusion becoming wisdom where it be the accomplishment of the sixth perfection, the perfection of wisdom, the realization of selflessness.
Kukhap sangputho, kya namba shal chal, ten yamchum che, ta tende kukhap sangputho bodi. Ani zawa zawa, ta ngarang zu, ani paldin zawi lama jabje tangurum buche ki, kongpa kongshi, ta tila tende che, che zo, zinay mendo, zu ku bodang, zu ne kya namba ya nyamlin nangshin bodang, nyamlin namba zamba de ne, samsam ngan zuki ya kya namba la pento buche do la, ta dose kutin namba re, kutin namba nangshin ki, tuki she bodi, Ani kenambaya dukyore, nangarang la kasung chibur peba tardo, ani kang junjunji dos kenambala chapchishubi tsuldo, jene da dos kora kyabgyore.
And so, you know, for these 2 days that he has been teaching the four dharmas of Gampopa, and he says, thank you very much. It's been good to have this opportunity to come, teach the dharma, and meet you and see you and spend time with you, so, and this is, you know, in accordance with the intention, the wish of Kenshin Trungpa Rinpoche, you know, that there's the dharma center, this dharma center that where you know, and you come together and you practice together, and you know, so you have invite lamas to come and. So he comes to and help as in whatever way he can, teach what he can, and so and tongchong kasaka kordrogi chongi di jugla kaso
tang ma je song
kasaka kordrogi ore
tang gasa kala den la mika nang da la mika ge shabji shube kasong jidup ta gang to do shabji shibe khul jene da ngaran kora kya bi yore ta rimbuchi ki loma de zola tene da rimbuchi kong lo tumbo cha yore tene shira pe tu kyo ma re tene rimbuchi ki ngaran la ka nang ne do sho se te wana la so shu ne tene nga ya jirang to la shabji jiong yo me de shira ha go ma song ina ngaran go ne da la me ka yin zan ne da shabji shu kyo
and so you know, in serving Rinpoche, the Rinpoche said, you know, to go and teach. So he goes around the centers, giving the teachings, because this is you know, the instruction that he has received. So how much benefit he is able to give, obviously he doesn't know, but he is fulfilling the instruction. Being told, he said, so you should go, and he said, all right. And so that's what he's doing. So thank you, and if you have any questions, please ask them. Kawini Miglingla Shimpa de Chega Giore, Chungchu Druk Gudu, Inyang, then Shaji Chimpoginongla, Namto, Nepa Zoga Giomaris, Nandini, Kandrila, Yamdu Drogiore, Shimpa, Nepa Zo, Inyang, Namto, Nepa Zoga Giomaris.
Chaji Chimbunala, Namdo Shimpa Chinning Maris, Chinning Maris, and Namdo. Tene shenpa chona chul chogu yo re. Tene koro nimi gala yang koro wala shenpa chenyeng ma re. Shenpa chena koro wala chul chogu re. Koro wala ta chogu ma re esla yo re. Keja tiri.
So I mean, in Mahamudra, one shouldn't have any attachment or clinging to thoughts. If you do have attachment or clinging to thoughts, then you become deluded. And the same way for samsara, one shouldn't have attachment or clinging to it, because one then becomes into the state of delusion. So it's like the same thing in that way.
먼저 코로와 코르데데 아니지 코로와라 셴바슈 셴바슈 드네 다 디에던다라 드네 간다나 버도 디던다 마조 디던다라 쵸 디던다라 쇼게 야라네 드네 살롱 돈로메 쵸고 그래 간다 마낭르르네 칼레카네사 르르치노 시라메 바다 드네 쵸고데 가르스나 간조 코로와라 셴바요레 나 셴바치즘 요바 데삼제네 강알 망부 용교레 동알 망부 끼교레 다 동알데 메버샤코나 나 셴바체고레스 나 자제침보 검제들라 남돌라 셴바쇼스나 검제 버제레스 드네 검양다 바 차기 마레스 나 드네 숨요로
So we are going round and round in samsara, and that's because, you know, it is because of this attachment and clinging to samsara that we remain in it, to have all kind, you know, difficulties, unhappiness, and, you know, it's where the hard time we have to get up in the mornings, and then at night we're having a hard time trying to, you know, relax, and all of the problems that we have and difficulties is from this attachment and clinging to samsara. And in meditation, you know, it's that one should not have any attachment or clinging to thoughts. If one does, then that isn't meditation.
We've gone through the exercises of trying to find our mind and not finding the mind. It's like that thoughts are not there.
And you look at this mind that says, you know, I have not been able to find my thoughts. You say, where is that? You have to look for that. You have to know what color is that. And if you meditate, you'll know. You know, through meditation, one. So, like Jinrezi is a bodhisattva, so they manifest as a human being, like, you know, like the Dalai Lama and the Karmapa, then they are impermanent, you know, they pass away. So, bodhisattvas, and to benefit beings, they manifest as a human and among humans, animal amongst animals, and so then they will be, you know, impermanent.
Sense. Any more doubts? Come on, lot of doubts and make me fresh.
So lelapo tami takpa tsumo mitapa impal tanga so jidro kyore lelapo jidro kyore lelapo jidro ege jutsen ka
tsen kuro tongwa mera ne nga tsa chimbo yi nga tempo chupa yore simba yoro den dubla tene da tene te jidro kyore mitapa en tingi yo mare
So you know, throughout beginningless samsara, we've been used to thinking, you know, that oneself is important and that we are real. So we've been thinking that throughout beginningless samsara. So And it's easy to not, you know, so then we tend to forget that things are impermanent. So there's often the danger to forget about thinking that about impermanence. So people just tend not to think of themselves as being impermanent. Like you watch the news every day, and the news says about how many people being killed and all these deaths, and you think, oh, and but you don't think that that's actually relevant to yourself, that anything like that's going to happen to you. Or we see the hospitals, they're full of patients, people are ill, and we think, oh, what a shame, what a pity. But you don't think, people tend not to think that, you know, well, that's going to happen to me. So people generally don't tend to think of that, of themselves as being impermanent. So if like a friend, you know, a friend dies and think, oh, that's a shame, that's so sad, that's terrible, but, you know, people tend not to think, but this is going to happen to me, and so I should, you know, do good and be well because I'm also going to die. People tend not to think like that. So you know, the Kamapa said that, you know, said this story of how that's how the Buddha, when the Buddha was born, then they had this like Brahmin, this divine someone who could read signs, who said, oh, this child, if he becomes a king, he'll become a, you know, a Chakravarti, and he'll become a universal king. And if he follows the Dharma, then he'll become a Buddha. So the king became very worried that his son would practice the Dharma, so he kept him inside the palace, inside the town, would not let him go outside because he might see bad things. So everything has to be kept nice and clean and pure for him. But then one day he went outside and he saw a sick person, a dead person, and an old person, and he asked his, you know, attendant, you know, what are these, and will, and he explained, oh, you know, this is, you know, they're suffering from these things, illness, death, and old age. He said, is that going to happen to me as well? And the attendant said, yes. And so then he, you know, developed that wish, that motivation to become free from samsara. But we don't get that aspiration to become liberated doesn't arise in us. You know, we see all these things, and but still we don't get that feeling, that sensation. Whereas the Buddha just saw them once, and then immediately had that feeling, that sensation, and wished to become liberated.
Oh, so.
Like it's a difference. Like if he was going to a hospital and there's a dead person, he'd be like scared to touch that the dead body. But the people who work there, they're handling the bodies all the time. They don't get that feeling, or they don't feel like that. They're just it's just like a thing that they're working with. So there's that kind of like difference of response. So if one has, you know, reaches a state and there's no thoughts, but it's a very like dull state or drowsy state, then that's a drowsy state of no thought, then that's not so good. But if one, you know, has this, reaches a state and there's no thought, but the mind is very clear and there's an awareness, you're very self-aware of this state that you're in, of like peace, peaceful and clarity, then, you know, and you maintain that for a long period of time, and then also sometimes one can look and examine the mind, see, you know, where is the mind, where is it resting, and so on. So, you know, you're seeing the mind is, you know, like resting, it's like, oh, like, you know, say, well, or you could even say like placed, but you say, who is resting it?
Anyone?
Oh, any? Jivadila.
La.
Jivadila.
Kandila.
Then, sem kawaiyore. Anto jivashibi.
Jivashibizong. Sem kawaiyore.
Chiron ka kongsala jivashibi.
Mara. That jivayebes lai.
Oh, I see.
Ena dene jamro dumba jivarese.
Oh, yeah. There's no. Oh, anto jivashikta.
Okay.
Namto mipa ta rikpa hagoya kandre si chire namto mina
namto mepa samgen korang de rikpa ro
namto
mindu samgen jora de korang rikpa ro.
So there's that awareness that there's that, you know, that which thinks, you know, I have no thought, and that's the awareness. So now let me give the refuge.
You're already ready, everything. I just then goes through. Okay. So please, you can repeat after me, saying, just visualize in front of you Buddha, Dharma, Sangha. Buddha is the guiding, Dharma is the path, and Sangha is the helper. Buddha is like the doctor, he knows everything. And Dharma is like the medicine. He gives a scripture. You buy this medicine for this illness. And you have to practice Dharma
like taking a medicine. Not taking medicine, it doesn't help any sickness. Just wasting your money, just wasting your time seeing the doctor. And then the sangha is like the nurse. They come, you are very ill in the hospital. They come to time to time, injection, checking the your blood pressures and like that, okay? So you just imagine in front of you, Buddha, Dharma, Sangha. So you did order 3 times first station, and I don't want to say too much, maybe hurt you. So now, under pay attention, 10 directions, Buddha, Dharma, Buddhas, and Buddha servers, today I'm going to take a refuge to Buddha, Dharma, Sangha. So please pay attention to me. So you have to think they're all in the sky of, in front of you. Either that's very typical, the refuge master who giving to you, you can think his body is a Sangha, what is words, the Dharma, his mind is like Buddha. Then very easy to, you can imagine the 3 jewels, just one person. So you, we have already here images of the Buddha, tankers, or anyway. Okay, now I'm going to recite, not talking too much. Chochuna, please repeat after me. Chochuna, Shubhe, Sangyedang, Jangjub Semba, Tamje, Dala, Gongsusol, Lepen, Dala, Gongsusol, Da, Dudine, Sungde, Jisit, Choye, Bardu, Kangi, Namje, Cho, Sangela, Kyapsu, Chiu, Dechadang, Talwa, Namki, Cho, Chula, Kyapsu, Chiu, Chok Namji, Cho, Pakbe, Gendun, Namla, Kyapsu, Chiwo, Da, Dudine, Songde, Jisit, Choye, Bardo, Kyapsum, Zimbe, Genyendo, Lubenji, Sunduso, Chuchuna, Shubhe, Sangyedang, Jangjub Semba, Tamje, Dala, Gongsuso, Da, Dudine, Songde, Jisit, Choye, Bardo, Gangi, Namje, Cho, Sangyela, Kyapsu, Jiwo, Dechadang, Dalwa, Namje, Cho, Chula, Kyapsu, Chiwo, Chonamji, Cho, Pabe, Gendun, Namla, Kyapsu, Chiwo, Da, Dudine, Songde, Jisit, Choye, Bardo, Kyapsum, Zimbe, Kenyendo, Lebenji, Sunduzo. The recitation is the first and second is already done. The third ending, I will snap my fingers, that time I will say Tabi no, and the answer you will say Lexo, but we will let you know. So that moment you have to imagine I really got the
refuge power from the Buddha, Dharma, Sangha. So, okay, so last moment, you have to very focus. Chochuna, Shubi, Sangyedang, Janju Semba, Tamje, Dala, Konsuso, Lubun, Dala, Konsuso, Da, Dudene, Sonde, Jisit, Tsoye, Bardu, Kangi, Namje, Cho, Sangela, Gyapsu, Chiu, Dechadang, Talwa, Namje, Cho, Chula, Gyapsu, Chiu, Cho Namje, Cho, Pabe, Kendun, Namla, Gyapsu,
sorry.
Chiu, Da, Dudene, Sungde, Jisit, Choye, Bardu, Gyapsum, Zimbe, Kenyendo, Lubenge, Sundo, So. Tavieno. So you have to answer the leg, so I'm delighted to got this bow, something like that. So after that, I'm going to shave your head. The sign change. Then I will give you the passport of the Buddhist land, country. You enter the Buddhist country with this passport. So please come up. Namo Buddhaya, Namo Dharmaya, Namo Sanghaya, Namo Buddhaya, Namo Dharmaya, Namo Sanghaya. So your name is Karma Yeshe Palmo. And glorious wisdom, is it?
Yeah.
I think so. You're the translator for you. Your passport. So, here Mala, I will explain later on. And after that, I will reciting some prayers. That is your practice on the path, no obstacles. Smoothly, your practice go smoothly. Okay.
Excellent.
Without obstacle. Yes.
Without obstacle. Yeah. Am I saying correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Excellent. You lost your job. So just now I give you the mala. So you are entered the Buddhist land of this country. Each country has the rules, law. So you have to carry the law, follow the law. That mala is I'm giving to you. Now you need to reciting Avalokiteshvara mantra 1,000,000 times. Om Mani Padme Hum. That's the Buddhist law. That's the finish completely everything. Thank you.